It's Elle.
And Abby.
And welcome to today's episode of My Coffee Companion. Make sure to subscribe.
Give us a hit that notification bell.
We're a YouTube channel. No. But hit the rating button.
Mm-hmm. And make sure to leave us a comment and tell us how you like our episodes and respond to our Would You Rathers.
Also, before we start, I just wanted to say I hope you guys listened to the recent episode where I told you guys we're not dead.
Yeah.
This is highly anticipated.
This is a highly anticipated episode. I guess it's not really anticipated. It's just been long waited for because we have not filmed an episode together in a long time.
It's killed me. But we've just had a lot on our plates.
Yeah.
Including cafeteria lunch. Get the joke there, since we've had a lot of school.
LOL. Actually,
LOL.
I'm not in person school. I'm going in like 4 weeks.
Neither am I.
A month.
You're going to in-person school in a month?
Yeah.
No fair. Anyway, I guess we're in person, but not really. Anyway, let's get started with today's episode. Why don't we start off with, why don't you go first? Because
we'll talk about school, since that's basically what we've been doing a lot of. I just got the courses I'm taking for high school. Since I'm going to high school, I'm gonna
Your normal required electives?
Yes, the electives that I've chosen, I've gotten back to, and this is what I have chosen, and I got all the ones I wanted. So I got culinary arts, child development and parenting, and then I also have...
You told us all this in basically the basics.
I applied for them, but I'm telling you that I got... I'm able to take them. Then I got recommended for AP Biology. I'm taking Personal Finance. AP Prep. So that's basically college.
AP Prep Biology.
AP Biology is college level biology. AP Prep is honors biology, basically. So I'm better at biology than other people.
Wow, you're so biological. Give a joke? No.
But
Yeah, we made our coffee. We made some iced coffee with some foam. She taught me how to make it. It's delicious.
Go listen to my Abby's DIY episode if you want to know how to make it.
And start listening to more of my Elle's help.
Also, as you know, if you've been listening for a while, you know that my coffee is normally gone before the episode even starts. Today is not different.
Yes. And my coffee, it's actually to the top of my cup. You should probably stop slurping.
Yeah, okay. My mom's gonna be like, okay, I cannot listen to this. Skips ahead 10 seconds. We're still slurping. I'm just not even gonna listen.
No. The only person the other day, I was at my grandparents', and I asked my, grandparents, I was like, have you guys listened to my podcast yet? And my grandpa was like, no. And then I asked my grandma. She said, yes. And I listened to the episode. It was great. And then I said...
Just an episode?
Wait, have you listened to any of the other episodes? She's like, no. Isn't that what a podcast is? just that one episode? And I was like, yes. Of course, Grandma. Uh-huh. Of course.
We've not put
we just have one episode and then we call it a day. Maybe go shopping. Channel, get one video, and then just bloop, I'm gone.
Yeah, that sounds...
Bloop isn't even a word.
Bloop?
Anyway, for my school, I've been doing lots of geography tests lately. I aced my science quiz. I got an A, that's awesome. And I drew an atom. Anyway, an atom, it's molecules and all that crap.
I was thinking of a person named Adam.
No, yes, I drew an atom, and I did fail my geography test, though. We had to, study these cards that had, the place on the map, and then you say the state, and on the back it says the name of it, and then we had to draw on a blank map, and it was so hard, and I got 75%, and I was like... suck at geography.
On that topic of atoms, not a person, a molecule. I'm actually learning about them right now in science class. I literally hate science so much. I'm so glad that I got AP Biology because all I'm going to be doing is biology instead of the awful...
I sort of like science. I hate history.
So do I. We just had a quiz that I didn't take on accident.
The three things that I already know about history is A... Almost all the kings were bad. B, some warrior got burned at the stake.
What?
And C, countries were at war, a diva dooby doo. Okay?
The end. History crash course with them.
I did just do my project on Katherine Johnson. That was fun.
Yeah.
Do you have any projects lately? You texted me and asked, what should I do for my project? I said, do Marie Curie. You're like, something interesting, please? Thank you?
Yeah, I already finished it.
You said
it.
Greece.
Actually, Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was for STEM. I got to do a project and something I enjoyed.
STEM.
And, yeah, it was a while ago. Science,
I know
technology,
what it means.
Engineering.
Great, you didn't let me do my joke. You weren't supposed to say what it standed for, because you said STEM, and I was going to say, I bet you don't take the flower class or the petals class, but of course you take STEM. That's not that funny.
No, but, we were supposed to do something on, like, something we really like or want to do or go places like that, and I really want to go to Greece.
I do not, because it's where the singer died.
What?
Yeah, there was a singer.
Named Greece.
No, this singer named Sophia, and she fell off a mountain in Greece. Because she was going to look at the sunset, and she fell, and she's dead.
Well, I'll be sure not to fall off a mountain.
Yes, please don't. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day, people.
Yeah.
I got a notebook and an embroidery kit, and Abby got nothing.
I got chocolate from my grandma.
Oh, I didn't get any chocolate.
I had chocolate for breakfast.
We went to this delicious restaurant. My mom works today, but me and my dad and my siblings all went to this restaurant, and it was so fun. And I got Eggs Benedict, and it was delicious, and I've never had it. And then I came back here, and I almost died because we were making our coffee, and my dad was giving me some constructive criticism on how to pour that latte.
Oh, well.
Okay, so I had an idea for a topic, which is our kind of dream lives.
We already did that last episode.
Yeah, but we didn't post the episode because it got messed up, remember? See, everybody, we're not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't think that we're perfect, okay?
Okay, well, my dream life is...
Yeah, do your dream laugh. Starting... Dream laugh. My dream laugh. starting after high school graduation.
I want to graduate...
You gotta speak louder. I'd
like to graduate. I'd like to graduate high school. Then, I'd like to go to Loma Linda University College.
Is that in Illinois?
No, it's in California.
What? I cannot travel. Really? Do you have to do disgusting burps?
I think when you got a burp, you got a burp.
Okay, ew.
Anyways.
You know that Nina needs to go? Nina needs to go. The girl who always has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I always wondered if she had a bladder problem. It's like, Nina needs to go. Okay.
Wait, what is that from?
Disney Junior. It's like, Nina needs to go, and she sees water. She's like, I need to go. And I'm like, okay, this girl needs to get a doctor. I don't know how she has to go a million times. And what's worse, why is the fact
how
that she has a bladder problem?
How did we get to talking about bladder problems for my dream life of going to Loma Linda California College?
I don't know.
I mean, I do want to become a doctor. But not...
You want to become a Cardi B Jurassic Park surgeon.
No, that's a dad joke that
I want to be... You want to become a proctologist.
No, we talked about this, I thought.
No.
The proctologist episode.
A cardiologist.
I want to be either a cardiologist or a...
You want to
be... I want to be a... No, not a cardiologist. A cardiothoracic surgeon. Or a cardiothoracic surgeon or a pediatric surgeon.
So and you're going to California.
To become a doctor, I'm going to the college where my aunt went. And then I want to graduate in, like, 13-something years. I want to have 6 children and...
6? Wait, you're serious?
Yeah.
No, I hate big families.
I want a big, loving
family. I don't
want
6 families.
I want to name all of my girls really pretty names,
or
like
6.
Bellamy, Grayson.
Bellamy? My name is Bellamy. I committed a felony. Now come with me. Now rap with me. I'm Bellamy. I committed a felony. Now come with me. I'm a Rami. Hey, I'm Bellamy Jones.
No, it's not going to be Bellamy Jones. I just really like the name Bellamy. I really like the name Elizabeth. I really like the name Grayson. I really like the name
Yeah, of course, because every kid who's named Bellamy totally has...
Okay.
Totally just
I really like the name Jaden, but for a girl.
Jaden is a girl's name.
Uh-huh, I really like the name Jaden for a girl. Then I also really like the name... Grayson for a girl.
I love Grayson.
And I also really love the name
Neve,
and it's Irish. And then I really like the name Elizabeth. And Lillian is like my top number one. If I ever have a daughter, it's either Bellamy or Lillian. That's their first name.
Oh, and what type of house?
Obviously a mansion. Just kidding. I want a really pretty, like, I would say it like has farmhouse vibes. but not
like a ranch.
Not really. I don't want a ranch style. I want a 2-story home. But I would like some like really.
You're gonna need 3-story if you need 3 people. Or six people.
My house could fit 6 kids. I'd say probably. Whatever. And then I just like really like shiplap, like that really farmhouse mid-century vibe. But yeah. What about you?
For me, I would like to go to Parkland College or U of I. One of those two. Both of those two. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also...
Wow. That's actually really far away.
True. It's a few million years. but honestly, though, if you're going to California, I'll have to follow you. But I'd either go to those or I'd do online. I mean, online, not necessarily like the Zoom, but I'd take online classes.
Yeah,
like
I know what you mean.
Surveys and stuff for whatever. Or maybe I just don't go to any college. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to like a just a normal college, I don't know, something local. Then I'm going to get a few starter, like maybe one starter job, start earning money, save up all my birthday money. I'm going to get, either I'm going to work as a, not veterinary, because that takes 8 years, even though I love animals. I'm either going to open up a bakery or bistro or cafe or whatever. Probably a buffet, a bakery cafe.
A
bistro. No,
a bistro is a bakery.
I'm gonna
and
get
cafe.
Like, wow, really? I thought there was just sandwiches. I'm gonna either get an apartment or I'm gonna get a building that has a like
or we can live together.
Ooh, yes. Downstairs will be my bakery and then upstairs will be my living area. And then I'm not gonna have kids. It's just I don't want to have to cope with throwing up every day and wanting weird foods. And then later, when I have my kids, I don't want them screaming a lot. So, like, if I like, screaming, and I have to wake up, and I have to nurse my baby, and take him to daycare, and change their diapers. Like,
do all the work that comes with being a parent.
And also, like, I don't want to have to go through all the freaking, like, having a baby is just, all the things, no. But the worst part is cravings. Like, I don't want to crave pickles and strawberries together. Like, cravings is disgusting.
Okay, well, I just really love kids. I think that they're the cutest little munchkins ever. Kids
I mean,
are
I babysit.
So
I do want a husband, though. I'm going to propose to him, and I'm going to get a slideshow, and it's going to say, honey, this is my project proposal. Slide 1, will you marry me? And if he says, yeah, I'm going to do slide 2. If you said yes, yay. If you said no, get the Herc out of my house. I've been saying a lot of weird things lately.
Get the button
like,
nugget
I've been
out
saying,
of my...
I've been saying,
how?
I've been saying Mother Ferber, and then what the mer, and it's really weird. Lastly, I do really want my style to be like, like, you know how, like, those ships, like, navy blue and, like, cream colors and beachside?
Nautical? Mm-hmm.
I guess. And one more thing. I really, really, really want a sheepdog, a black pug.
Oh, yes.
And
I don't want any pugs.
I want a Frenchie.
I definitely want a tiny little French bulldog so
like,
badly.
I want to name it Bon Bon.
From Grace, the American
no,
doll movie.
Oh, Grace, I forgot about that.
I want to name it.
I'm sorry, I just choked on my
own
spit.
Oh, by the way, Bellamy is French. Bellamy's a French name. But,
I'm sorry for that coughing fit there.
I want to name my, French bulldog. I'm probably going to have to go with...
Lolly.
Nothing weird like that.
Lolly's cute.
My mom's dog's name were Bob and Ashley. They're such human names.
Every name is human, you dummy.
Really? Grass is human? My mom once had someone's client name their baby Cricket. An apple.
Not Apple, that's not true.
Yes, I swear to God, you can ask her.
Apple, time for school! Apple, I cannot believe you got grounded again. Apple, I love you.
Apple, what do you want to eat for dinner tonight?
Apple, do you want a snack? Yes, I want some apples.
Whatever.
No, so how's your life? I don't know what to talk about. Oh, our Patricia and Grayson.
Uh-huh.
That was so fun. I swear the episode with the cheeses, with the Chez.
Yeah, the kids I babysit listened to it and I thought it was really funny.
Oh, speaking of babysitting, Can you tell me a bit about your clients? I really want to know, because you seem to babysit a lot of weird kids.
I just babysit one family. That's kind of funny.
I thought you babysitted two.
Oh.
Babysat. Baby something. Okay.
Technically, I babysat for four different people. There's one family that I babysit for two times a week for, like, 3 or 4 hours. And, like, normally I'll make dinner, put them to bed, and do all that stuff. But then I'll also babysit on the side sometimes for a few other people that are my mom's friends. But I'm thinking of, what's it called, putting a profile on a sitting website so that way I get more people. And then I'm going to be richer. Just kidding.
Real quickly, I just wanted to say, as you guys know, it's winter, and we actually have a pond over by our house. It's super, like, it's frozen.
Right. Yeah.
Step, like, you can jump on it, and it won't, even though I do
it's
not
negative
want to.
Something. You can get frostbite.
There's literally a giant pile of snow. There is a bike on top of that giant pile of snow on top in the middle of our pond. There's actually somebody's bike. What was that?
Anyways, we're in the middle of making merch. So.
Really excited. Wait, we are?
Yes, I told you this.
Oh, right. We should probably also make a website for My Coffee Companion.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of doing all of that.
Really? And you didn't?
No.
Oh, wait, you did tell me.
I did. I literally...
You didn't tell me about the website, though.
That's where you get our merch.
Oh. So, if you guys want to go, you can just, you know...
Wait for the next episode.
Wait for the next... Right. I actually have no clue.
Okay.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Wait, would you rather?
Would you rather? So, the first one we did, I think, was, would you rather be a snowman or live on the beach? And then it was... The second one was, would you... For me, I think I was the...
Why are we reviewing them?
No, because I'm trying to think.
It was would you rather read Mockingjay?
Oh, wait, no, now it's your turn, yeah.
Would you rather read Mockingjay or... The Selection?
Ooh, so Mockingjay...
The Selection.
Mockingjay is one book.
Yeah, The Selection is one book,
That's
too.
Really hard, because I really like Mockingjay, and I really like Selection. I'm going to say...
I'm going to say The Selection because of Mockingjay's sad.
Yeah.
No spoilers, but...
But that's life. Oh, I want to do an... I really want to spoil it, but also I'm not going to do that to you you listeners. I'm going to say Mockingjay.
Okay, your would you rather?
Because I haven't read Selection all yet. I'm going to say, my would you rather is, would you rather die painfully in a month or die peacefully in 20 minutes?
Die painfully in a month. I'm just, that was really dark.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to redo that because that just seems too dark.
No. We got to end the podcast. I'm just going
to... Would you rather die or live? Die. I mean live. No. I don't want to die.
Okay, I'd rather live.
Anyway,
okay,
guys.
That's a great way.
We'll see
Thank
you guys.
Thank you for wrapping this podcast
for the
up.
Next episode and see you guys later on My Coffee Companion. Bye.